This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democrats formally made Joe Biden the presidential nominee Tuesday, and Biden's wife, Jill Biden, made a personal pitch to voters to support her husband, saying the U.S. needs leadership worthy of the country. Jill Biden also said her husband can bring the country together and move it forward. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, a prominent Republican, said he endorsed Biden because of the values they share. He said Biden will restore the country's moral authority. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton doled out stark criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic as he made a case for voters to pick Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris in the November election. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate Donald Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, President Trump is expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the presidential race, visit our website, voanews.com. Mali's president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, has resigned hours after he was arrested by mutinous soldiers following months of political turmoil in the West African nation. A weary-looking Keita appeared on state television to announce late Tuesday night he was stepping down in order to avoid any bloodshed. The 75-year-old deposed leader said if certain elements of the military wanted to end his presidency with their intervention, do I really have a choice? Keita also announced that his government and the National Assembly would be dissolved. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Belarus's opposition leader is calling on the European Union to not recognize what she calls fraudulent elections last week. That's when Svetlana Tikhanovskaya lost to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko. Tikhanovskaya said, "Lukashenko has lost all legitimacy in the eyes of our nation and the world," in a video message ahead of an emergency EU summit on the issue Wednesday. Official election results showed Lukashenko winning with 80% of the votes, and he has denied allegations that the voting was rigged. Tikhanovskaya rejected the results, as did protesters who have gathered for mass rallies across the country to voice their opposition to Lukashenko. Wednesday, the presidents of the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, and Slovakia said in a joint statement, Belarus must avoid violence against protesters, opening up the way for a political solution to the ongoing crisis, adding they support the right of the people of Belarus to free, fair, and democratic presidential elections. South Korea on Wednesday reported 297 new coronavirus cases, its biggest daily rise since early March, as the country began restricting gatherings in the capital area amid fears that transmissions are getting out of control. The figures released by South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday brought the national caseload to slightly more than 16,000, including 306 deaths. Desperate to prevent the outbreak in the capital area from exploding into a nationwide crisis, officials have enforced stronger social distancing and gatherings of more than 50 people indoors and 100 people outdoors. Nightclubs, karaoke rooms, buffet restaurants, computer gaming cafes, and other high-risk facilities will also be shut down. Iran has now passed the 20,000 mark of deaths due to the new coronavirus, 153 of those deaths coming in the past 24 hours, according to the health ministry spokeswoman. There are more than 350,000 total cases in Iran. Iran is one of the worst hit countries from the outbreak in the Middle East. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is promising that mailed-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election will be delivered on time. DeJoy suspended all cost-cutting measures at the agency until after the election that Democrats claimed would possibly have kept millions of votes from being sent to election officials to be counted. We're following this story on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.